puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Well, let's head out again and explore abandoned Manitoba. And our guide, as always, Gordon Goldsborough from the Manitoba Historical Society. Hello, Gordon. Welcome back.
Good morning, Terry.
So your clue last week was a gardening place that is known by gardeners all across Canada. What are you talking about?
Well, my family were avid gardeners, my dad especially, and one of the things he always looked forward to in the spring was the arrival of the Mackenzie Seed Catalog.
From Brandon, of course.
Indeed. The Mackenzie Building in Brandon on 9th Street was famous all across Canada because, of course, it was the largest distributor of garden seeds in Canada.
So why is it a subject on abandoned Manitoba?
Well, the building itself, the company still exists. They're thriving. Yes. They're still located in Brandon. They're occupying sort of a nice modern one-story building not far away from the original building. But the building that they had occupied for the majority of their history is closed, empty. And in fact, the last few years has seen various things purported to happen in it, and nothing really has come to fruition.
Now, describe the building for us. I know it's a landmark in Brandon.
Indeed. Well, in fact, it has the distinction of being the tallest building in Brandon, or at least for 63 years it was. From the time that it was built until 1973, it was the tallest building in Brandon. 6 stories tall. It is made of concrete and brick. In fact, it was apparently the first building in Brandon made from reinforced concrete. And it was built at a time of 1910 was when it was built. It was built for $100,000, which of course today doesn't sound like very much money, but of course back in those days was quite a bit more. And it was the home for the Mackenzie Seed Building. In fact, it was called the A.E. Mackenzie and Company Building, but everyone knew it as the Mackenzie Seed Building, I think.
When did the company come into existence?
Well, in fact, Mackenzie, there's a fellow named Albert Mackenzie. He and his family had come to Brandon from Ontario in 1882. He was just a young fellow at the time. His father had a seed and grain business. In fact, a very common thing at that time, of course, there were all kinds of grain businesses. His father died somewhat quickly and left him in charge, and he decided to focus on the seed part of the business, gave up on the grain thing, and focused on garden seeds. In fact, he introduced a catalog in 1900. It was fairly revolutionary at the time, and this, of course, allowed him to send off these catalogs all over the prairies, and then gardeners would get the catalog in the mail and would send him an order by mail. He would fill it in Brandon and then mail it back to them. So this was the way that gardeners all over the western part of Canada got their seed to grow their gardens.
Why would they need a 6-story building for 63 years?
Well, I mean, partly it was because they had a wide variety of seed that they made available. It was also a fairly big employer in Brandon. At one time, they had over 100 employees in this building. And they, in fact, even had branch offices in Toronto and Calgary and Vancouver. It was a big company. And as I say, if you've ever seen the Mackenzie Seed Catalog, they carried a wide variety of things. So, you know, I'm not surprised they would have needed a big building like this.
So then what happened that they shut the building down?
Well, the building, is still standing. It was occupied by the company until late 2008. But I think they just needed more space. They needed more efficient space. It's a tall building, which in this day and age isn't, I guess, well suited to a distribution business like theirs. So they actually sold the building after they had moved into a more suitable building for them for purposes. It was actually sold to some developers from British Columbia, and they announced plans that they were going to renovate it into condos. So for a couple of years, they did engineering studies. They went inside and sort of planned it out. There was even going to be sort of a parking structure in the underground part of the building. And I don't know whether just they found that the market wasn't suitable for that or just the economics. I don't know. They then announced, I think it was in 2011, that they were going to change the plan to become apartments, just rental apartments as opposed to condos. And then that kind of petered out as well. So, in fact, in the research that I did in preparing for this, all I can really find is that by about 2013, nothing was being said. The website that they had developed for the project went dark. And it seems that now it's just sitting there. I was there a couple of weeks ago, and the doors are all covered in boards, so it doesn't really look like there's anything happening in the near future.
What happened to the Mackenzie family?
Well, Mackenzie was a major presence in Brandon
this
for many years.
This is A.E. Mackenzie.
Albert E. Mackenzie, that's right. And he was a very keen supporter of Brandon College, or what today we know as Brandon University. And in fact, he was so keen a supporter that when the college began to experience financial difficulties, he stepped in and vowed that he was going to keep the place open because there was a very real risk of it closing. So he established an endowment fund initially to help fund the college. Then later, back in 1945, he deeded 90% of his shares in the company to the provincial government on the condition that all proceeds from those shares would benefit Brandon College. And then, so that was 1945. 1975, the remaining 10% of his shares went to that as well. So in fact, the building, this business, this Mackenzie Seeds, was a Crown corporation.
Wow.
It was
run, I remember that. Yes.
Right. It was run by the provincial government. And then back in 1994, they, I guess, finally decided to get out of the seed business. They sold the business, and it's owned by a succession. It was owned first by a private company. It was taken over by a management group, a bunch of managers from the company. And then in 2006, it was sold to a Norwegian company. And as near as I can tell, they still own it today.
Mm. Now, Mackenzie Seeds, though, is still a thriving company, right?
Well, I mean, I can't speak on the thriving part, but they are definitely still a company. They have a fairly large warehouse and office facility just north of the railway tracks in Brandon, just south of the Assiniboine River. And it looks like a going concern.
On another subject, Gordon, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about the Brandon Mental Health Center and talking about the possibility of a restoration of some of that building to assist Assiniboine Community College. I noticed that there was more talk recently about that.
That's right. The Assiniboine Community College, of course, has occupied the North Hill campus of what used to be the Brandon Mental Health Center. And one of the bigger buildings, in fact, the biggest building on the site is the Parkland building. There were plans announced a couple of years ago to turn it into something useful, and it's been suggested lately that that may still be on the books. So that's exciting because that building is quite an attractive old building.
All righty. Gordon, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And next week?
Oh, next week we're going to go where lions lived.
Really?
Indeed.
Okay. Gordon Goldsberg, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Terry.
Gordon, back next week with another episode of Abandoned Manitoba.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons.